Chapter 3. A Hanging in Baghdad. Isser Ba'eri, also known as Big Isser, was a tall, gangly man with sparse, graying hair. His bushy eyebrows shielded dark, cavernous eye sockets, and a sardonic smile often hovered over his thin lips. Born in Poland, he was reputed to be an ascetic, a modest man of flawless integrity. But his rivals claimed he was a dangerous and fierce megalomaniac. A longtime member of the Haganah, Big Isser was the director of a private construction company in Haifa. He was a loner, silent and unsociable, and lived with his wife and son in a small, windswept house in the coastal village of Bat Galim. Shortly before the creation of Israel, Ba'eri had been appointed head of the Shai by the commanders of the Haganah. When independence was declared on May 14, 1948, Israel was attacked from all sides by its neighbors, and Ba'eri became the head of the newborn military secret service. Ba'eri was active in the left wing of the labor movement and had excellent political connections. His friends and colleagues praised his devotion to the defense of Israel. The independence war would go on until April 1949. Yet, soon after Ba'eri became head of the Secret Service, strange, blood-curdling events, seemingly unrelated, started to happen. A couple of hikers on Mount Carmel made a grisly discovery. In a deep gully at the foot of the mountain, they found a half-burned body riddled with bullets. It was identified as a well-known Arab informant of the service, Ali Qasim. His assassins had shot him and then tried to burn his body. Some weeks later, at a secret meeting with Prime Minister Ben-Gurion, Big Isser accused Abba Hushi, an influential leader of Mapai, Ben-Gurion's party, of being a traitor and a British agent. Ben-Gurion was stunned. Great Britain had been the ruling power in Palestine before the establishment of the State of Israel. The Haganah carried an underground struggle against it.